All right.
I'm joined over the phone today with Senator Rob Kupek. Welcome on to calling up us here up in northern Minnesota, but I understand you're also northern Minnesota, right?
I am northern Minnesota. I'm in Moorhead, not quite as far north as you, but we're in the same neighborhood at least.
Very good. And I understand that you are introducing some bills to help fund higher education in our state, particularly the what was formerly known as MinSCU, Minnesota State Colleges and Universities. What's all that about?
Sure. Well, you know, I think we're really at kind of a crucial point with particularly our Minnesota State College system. If we do not do something, I think, fairly dramatic here this year, we're probably going to have to get to the point where we might have to start talking about closing some campuses. We have just kind of we've hit a point where enrollment has just dropped in a lot, and the state's commitment to higher education has also dropped substantially. So we need to find a way to reinvest that money back into the Minnesota state system, because it's really it's a critical infrastructure in our higher education plan of training the workers we'll need for the future, and we need to make sure that we preserve that for years to come.
And this comes just days after Bemidji State announced some pretty big layoffs, which I imagine is due to these budget issues. So let's talk a little bit about how the history of the state college system came to be. Now, the state used to fund state education pretty highly, correct?
It did. It's particularly back, you know, in the 1990s into the early 2000s, it funded at a much higher level. That funding kept tuition for students low because the state was funding so high. And through the early 2000s, that dropped off, came back up a little bit, but it's never come back to the levels really that we had back in the 1990s and very early 2000s.
So how will this these budget bills, you know, support faculty and support education continuing on into the future?
Sure. Well, there's a couple of things. We have two paths in front of us. We have the more traditional path that we have taken, and with that, just kind of increasing the funding and increasing some scholarships for students. But there's a second path that we are looking at too, which is basically a free college tuition for families making under $120,000 a year. And what that would do is that would directly help the students because we would pay for their college, but we would also then, that would also boost enrollment at the Minnesota state system. And then that would also lead to more money going into the system because we would boost enrollment. There are, with just increasing enrollment, obviously, you know, colleges and universities have buildings and things that just need to be maintained. So increasing and bringing those students back up will help bring back money to maintain all of those things that we need. So that is basically the two paths we're looking at.
And, you know, it's not just high costs for students. I think that might be the problem. I think it's the low salaries for faculty members that may be contributing to a significant decline in the quality of our education. Would you agree?
It is. And faculty, you know, in some ways they have sacrificed some you know, also because they realize that, you know, if the tuition is being raised, that obviously that lowers enrollment, and they don't want to, you know, push that debt back on to students. And it has not kept pace, certainly. You know, some of it is also just right now we are at a time when unemployment is so low, there are a lot of good jobs you can go out. And I think a lot of students will go, look, do I want to take on that debt of college? I could also start this really good job right now. So we need to, obviously, you know, we need to make sure we have those jobs. And a lot of our, particularly our two-year schools, are really good at training people from some of those jobs we need in the service sector, plumbers, electricians, aircraft maintenance, things like that, that are really desperate for help. So we need to make sure we're balancing things out so that tuition stays low and we can also train, you know, the skilled workforce we need for the future.
All right. Very good, Senator Kupek. Anything else you'd like to share with us from St. Paul before I let you go?
Oh, boy, there are so many
right
going on in St. Paul right now. You know, we also, unfortunately, yesterday, we had a bonding bill, which also had some quite a bit of money for the Minnesota State system, because there's some buildings that have just not had that money for building repair maintenance to keep our state infrastructure strong. So we'll need to find a way to come back and see if we can do that bonding bill to get that money out to maintain those buildings on those campuses.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Senator Kupick.